KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 35 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today and a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, 2 weeks after the city school elections were held, the Cass County Board of Supervisors today will canvass the results of those elections with a focus on the school elections. The results will include the previously unavailable tallies for school districts lying in more than one county. Unofficial results that followed the November 5th election showed that in Cass County, incumbent Jenny Williams and candidates Nicholas Hunt, along with Laura McLean, were elected to the Atlantic School Board. The votes total among the five candidates running for the three seats on the board could change, though, especially with regard to the tight race between McLean and Benjamin Winford. The initial results had showed McLean had a 7-vote lead over Winford. The canvass takes place following the adjournment of the regular board meeting that will begin at 9 a.m. in the basement meeting room of the Cass County Courthouse. In other business, during their regular meeting, the supervisors will act on interim engineer duties agreement and discuss a post-election audit report with regard to confirmation that the election equipment accurately counted the votes on Election Day. The audit board hand counts votes using machine count standards, according to County Auditor Dale Sunderman. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet at 5:30 p.m. this evening in the High School Media Center. On the retiring board's agenda is discussion with regard to a retaining wall scheme at the Trojan Bowl and action on revised or updated 500 series board policies, the 2018-19 district annual report, 2018-19 depository statement, board strategic plan, and the abstract of votes from the November 5th school election. There will also be recognition of retiring board members, followed by adjournment of the current board. Afterward, an organizational meeting of the new board will take place. That includes administering the oath of office to the newly elected board members, the election of a board president and vice president, and appointment of board treasurer and secretary. The new board will then act on necessary administrative matters and hear a special presentation on the construction's trade program. Additional action items include general and special education contracts, the resignations of food service worker Julie Wright and special ed paraeducator Courtney Bishorner, and contract recommendations for several individuals. Items for discussion include a facility project update, the teachers or TLC compensation review process, and strategic planning. Other action items will include the Green Hills AEA Board of Directors election and a snow removal contract, to name a few. A Denison High School teacher has been placed on administrative leave after students complained the teacher used the N-word in the classroom. Crystal Holt said she had divided students into juries to discuss a court case involving the death penalty, and they were making poster boards about the case.
And I asked why they put hate crimes on their board, and one of the students said because in the reading it says he used pejorative terms. And another student in that group said, what does pejorative mean? And I said, it means derogatory. And the student said, what does derogatory mean? And I said, it means terms that are not nice to race, and continued trying to explain that. And I said, he used the N-word, and then I said he used the word.
Holt said that there appeared to be no issue that day with the discussion, but the next day, the dean of students asked her to speak with another class that had taken issue with her decision to use that word.
I went to that other teacher's class and tried to explain the context of how I was using the word, the explanation of my teaching. And I believe there is a videotape that is circulating of me and the other teacher's voice talking in that class, trying to explain how we were using that word in instruction.
A group of students are planning a protest this morning to call for Holt's firing. The school superintendent posted a statement on Facebook Friday saying the district is conducting an internal investigation. Holt says her use of the word was not a racial slur.
A racial slur in its intent is directed at a person or an individual, and that did not happen in this case. The word was used to teach and help people understand the seriousness of racism in a capital punishment case, and racism is a major part of several capital punishment cases.
Holt was asked if the use of that word outside of the academic setting or an academic setting would be appropriate.
Never. I cannot imagine that ever being used except in a classroom to explain and combat the issues of racism.
Denison superintendent, in a statement he posted on Facebook, said the district takes the issue of racism, quote, extremely seriously and regret and apologize for any impact the classroom incident may have had. The superintendent said he'd work with students, their families, and the school's faculty to resolve the situation. Well, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet today at 9 a.m. in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. Among the items on their agenda is a public hearing on an ordinance amending an assessment of wind energy conversion property, along with the second and third readings of the ordinance. During a meeting last month, the board voted to move forward with an ordinance to cap wind turbine construction in Adair County. They decided on a cap of 535 commercial wind energy structures in Adair County. During their meeting on November 6th, Tammy Beyer read from her letter, which expressed several concerns about the wind turbine ordinance. She asked, when does the community have the right to say when enough is enough? Beyer says the number of turbines is too much and that some are being slipped in. She also expressed concerns about Mid-American trespassers looking for Indian artifacts and a specific breed of bat. Among other issues she mentioned in her letter were with regard to blades throwing ice, creosote left on their land, and gates being left open so the cattle get out, and how it's affecting the ecosystem and rural development. In other business, the Adair County Board of Supervisors today will hear reports from County Engineer Nick Kaufman and County Auditor Mandy Berg. The Creston Police Department today reports 46-year-old Maria Medina of Creston was arrested at around 9:15 p.m. Monday on a charge of interference with official acts. Medina was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Department reports two arrests took place last Friday, while another occurred November 9th. A little after 4 p.m. Friday, Adair County deputies arrested 30-year-old Brian Keith Cunningham of Greenfield at the Grundy County Jail. Cunningham was wanted on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse, assault, third or subsequent offense. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $10,000 cash-only bond. Also arrested Friday was 37-year-old Chad William Johnson of Creston. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with OWI third offense and driving while license denied or revoked for OWI. His cash or surety bond was set at $6,000. Johnson posted bond a few hours later and was released. And 47-year-old Bobby Glenn Egan III of Stewart was arrested at around 11:35 p.m. on November 9th after a deputy who went to Egan's residence to serve civil papers along with an arrest warrant out of Madison County during the course of a conversation outside the home saw a little plastic baggie containing a substance that later tested positive for methamphetamine. Egan was arrested on the felony warrant and for possession of meth. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. Egan posted bond later that same morning and was released. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday deputy responding to a residence and trainer Sunday night for a welfare check determined a domestic abuse assault had allegedly taken place. 50-year-old Richard Allen Sullivan was arrested for child endangerment, substantial risk, bodily injury, and domestic abuse assault, first offense, causing bodily injury. Authorities said the victim was a 27-year-old female. Three juveniles, ages 1, 4, and 6, were present during the incident. And a traffic stop at around 1:50 a.m. Sunday in Pottawatomie County on a speeding vehicle in Crescent resulted in the arrest of 30-year-old Terry Moore. Authorities say Moore was rounding a corner when his Mazda nearly struck a deputy's patrol car, and Moore was taken into custody for OWI first offense. A traffic stop in Clarinda Saturday resulted in the arrest of a Clarinda man. 45-year-old Jeffrey David Calhoun was taken into custody for OWI first offense. Calhoun was being held in the Page County Jail on a $1,000 bond, pending future court proceedings. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.